Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do any of you guys miss your flip phones? My husband says that all the time. He really misses the flip phone. It was smaller. It would flip open so the keys would be protected. He wouldn't be butt dialing somebody. He wouldn't be talking to me about, oh, you know, I need to get a new fishing rod. And then all of a sudden he goes online and boom, there's fishing rods. So the concept of, you know, these phones listening to us is a little spooky. And it's a distraction. My phone will wake me up multiple times a night because it lights up the room. Even though I can lower the light, you know, I don't. But it lights up the room and it buzzes and there's all sorts of exciting things that happen. Whether it's my Twitter or my Facebook or my Instagram or my Snapchat or my LinkedIn or an email or a text. It's bzz, 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 buzzing the whole time. My husband's like, I just missed the days when we had flip phones. And I get it. And I get it too because, you know, I would text him. If he has a smartphone, he has to not only listen to my text, he has to respond to my text, or I'll FaceTime him. He doesn't want to see his wife. What if he wants to go to a strip club? Where are you? So I could see why he wants a flip phone. A lot of people want a flip phone. But I like my phone. I like that I can access a calculator. I can look up medical questions if I don't know the answer. Which happens rarely, by the way, rarely. I have photos. I could tweet and text and all sorts of stuff. I love my phone. I have a mini computer, a mini GPS, a mini encyclopedia, a calendar. I have entertainment, games, my music. I have everything. I love my phone. I love it. But these phones cause a lot of people to lose their jobs. Whether it's them playing with their phone on the job, whether it's accidentally butt dialing somebody, or you're in the middle of a scuffle or a fight and somebody videotapes you. Well, depending on what part of the clip gets out there, you could be in trouble. So in the news today, a CEO has been fired. Because there's a video clip of him harassing an 18-year-old boy who wore a red dress. Now, he's from Tennessee. He's in the healthcare field. He's a CEO. And he's been fired because he told the boy that he looked like an idiot. And the boy was taking pictures before his prom near Nashville on Saturday. He had worked for Visuwell. Now, Sam Johnson was the man, the 46-year-old being filmed. He denied the allegations. And the boy, Dalton Stevens, told NBC News that he wore the dress as a statement to prove that clothing is really genderless. It is a beautiful dress, I have to say that. But there's been some debate as to what happened surrounding the video. Apparently, there was some sort of yelling and some sort of cussing, and I guess we're told that the CEO gentleman approached them. Now, I don't know why he would approach him. I mean, just mind your own business, whatever. And so depending on one person's story or another, it looked like he came up to them and asked why he wore a dress. But then he said, you have hair on your chest. You shouldn't be wearing a dress. And then once he saw that he was being videotaped, he stopped talking. Now, in the footage, you see that it was a little bit more well, I don't know, wordy than that. And the boy told him, I choose what I want to choose so you can blink off. And then, you know, he's being videotaped. Johnson's being videotaped, so he tries to knock the phone out. And some people try to intervene, say, look, you know, it's prom, let it go. So, you know, I don't think police had to get involved. And I think everybody kind of went about their merry way. But then some stars who didn't like what had been said outed who the person was. And I don't know if it was Kathy Griffin or somebody had said, hold on a second here, had actually not only outed him but his wife. Griffin retweeted the clip saying, if this is Sam Johnson in Nashville, Tennessee, the CEO of Visuwell, healthcare tech-grown strategist married to Jill Johnson, or they may reside in Franklin, Tennessee, it seems like he's dying to be online famous. Now, police did respond to the incident. Johnson denied any involvement. But he said, we had just sat down to dinner at this restaurant, and as I was returning from the restaurant, I was presented with their loud cursing. When he asked one of the teens to tone down the vulgarities around the families of children present, he said making it about the dress was their idea, and they edited out most of the exchange. So I'm not sure what the heck. Oh, by the way, the hotel made him leave. So he paid his bill. He left. So, I mean, we have, you know, become a society now that we don't tolerate, you know, any sort of racist or homophobic rants or, but he accosted somebody who was wearing a dress. And I'm not sure what all the exchange was, but, you know, you would think the punishment would be, okay, dude, come on. All right, you know, this is what, you might be old school, but, you know, boys like to wear dresses. Girls, I wear guy clothes. That's how we are. That's how it is. But it didn't end there. The clip had to go viral, and you had stars out the wife, out where they lived. They reside in Franklin, Tennessee. It's almost like they want a riot. It's almost like they want to vilify. And I understand Visuwell might not want that, you know, him representing their company if he doesn't appreciate that, you know, people want to wear clothes of, you know, any kind, whether it's a dress or a suit or whatever. But it's, we're kind of in this day and age where you need to be very, very, very careful. You know, even if you're in an exchange or a fight, and then you get worked up when you start calling people's names, because all it takes is that one little clip, and you're in trouble. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is Riley from Washington State. Says, I work at a local hospital. I was with my colleagues discussing the Oscars and how political they are today, And today, I lost my job. This was written a few days back. Please discuss job loss and employer-employee toxism. Okay, yeah, and Marxism. So he goes off on this. This is a topic we were just kind of flirting with when we were talking about how Visuwell fired their CEO when he said something homophobic to a gentleman who was wearing a dress for prom. And kids do that now. They'll wear what they want to for prom, and they have a right to. But because the CEO went up to him allegedly and accosted him on, you know, his choice of dress, Visinwell has fired him. In fact, I think on their company website, the first thing they have is, we fired him, we fired him. But, you know, job loss. We talk about job loss in terms of how we need our medical and our health insurance. This is another thing our listener brings up, Riley, because of his health insurance. He's lost his health insurance, and he had questions on telemedicine. It was a long email. But you lose your job in the olden days for very, very predictable reasons. If you aren't going to show up, you're going to lose your job. If you aren't going to do a good job, if you're going to have a poor work ethic, you're going to get fired. If you sleep with the boss's wife, you're going to get fired. Keep coming late, keep leaving early, keep making mistakes, causing accidents, you're going to lose your job. Labor unions got involved to help kind of clean up some of the reasons that were happening, but because it was rampant on, there was not a lot of predictability originally. You know, you sleep with me. If you don't sleep with me, you lose your job. So after the Industrial Revolution, labor unions kind of came in to try to make sure employees had a means to go and complain and have some protections. And so later, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, people getting fired from their jobs would still roughly be the main issues of coming in late, not doing a good job, fighting among others, you know, causing toxic work environments used to not be as much of an issue because you weren't allowed to speak. You were just supposed to work, no talking. So you couldn't really create a lot of drama if you couldn't talk. Well, now, yeah, luckily we're allowed to talk at work, but now that you can talk at work, there's time for people to go on break. As people go on breaks, then the drama happens, and you know, you need breaks, you need talk time. But yeah, then there's drama, toxicity. So if an employer thinks that somebody's going to be toxic or somebody's talking bad about somebody else, gets back to them, but that's what they were talking about, they get fired. So subjectivity started to come more into play. And when Obamacare came into play, the Affordable Care Act, the recession was hitting. A bunch of people were going to lose their insurance. They didn't want people losing their insurance or their job. So the ACA told employers, look, you'll get fined if you don't give your employee health insurance. Well, if the employer is firing you, there goes your health insurance. And so I always thought that you really need health insurance separate from your job, because you used to have a job for years. And you get a government job, you're there for life. You don't get fired. It's really hard to get fired. I mean, you know, as long as you do your job and, you know. So, but unfortunately, people are getting fired left and right. People have too many staff. Maybe they automate. Maybe minimum wage going up. But in addition to that, we are seeing a trend of, if at all you're going to make us look bad, you get fired. Now, in the factories, you make them look bad if you build a bad product. So whoever's messing up on the assembly line will get fired. But making you look bad, that includes social media. If you're posting things and you look like you're drunk or high and you represent a company, company's not going to keep you, which is why many people are very selective about what they put on social media, or they may not post at all. If somebody catches you in a video on your off day and puts it out there, you could lose your job. Look at with Riley was discussing the Oscars and how political they are. Today he lost a job. Now, maybe not today, this was a few days back, but did he lose his job because it was coincidental? Or did he lose his job because he said something that might have been perceived as political? If people at all detect that you, let's say, are a fan of Trump or a fan of Ocasio-Cortez, it looks like that could be wildfire. You're probably not going to get fired if you like Ocasio-Cortez. Depends on who runs the company. But if you're a Trumper, you're in trouble. We spoke about that. If you saw right after the election, there was a huge push of people who switched their political affiliation online to independent or Democrat. Now, why would that happen after the election? You obviously voted for somebody, right? A day or two later, he didn't win. Well, maybe weeks later. Then the riots happened. So in the media, they blame people changing their political affiliation because of the riots. And they're right and wrong. They're right in that and wrong in that the riots started to put a target on anybody who supported Trump's back, even if they didn't support the riots. You voted for Trump. You did this. What did we do? We were in Canada at the time. We were in Kansas. What are you talking about? And so I think a lot of people realized that they could be outed or they could be canceled. And when I grew up, it was you never talk about religion, you never talk about politics. I didn't know much about politics. I didn't know much about religion. So I was like, fine by me. And then here I am years later on a radio show, and we talk about religion, we talk about politics, we talk about everything. But, you know, there are people losing their jobs for their political affiliation. I'm hearing in Hollywood, man, pretend, fake it till you make it. It's the same, fake it till you make it. A whole bunch of people are talking about how much they love Biden, and you're standing there quiet. You used to be able to stand quiet and be neutral, you know? In the Hollywood industry, you better say, yeah. If you don't look like you're with them, you're against them. It's a very restrictive, very kind of restrictive way to live, way to think. You know, people get complacent in jobs. They get lazy. I don't see people getting fired for being lazy. But if you at all have any opinion based on your politics, based on your religion, and that gets out, you can be fired. Now, what happened with this gentleman, I didn't see the video or the whole video, but if he was making homophobic rants, yes, the company is not going to want their CEO, you know, to represent that because people will connect that. But why is that? You know, if somebody does something stupid personally, why does that affect the way they run a business? It just does in these days. Remember politicians, if they cheated on their wife, that would kill their political career. Instead, like Clinton, it was like, ooh, I never tried that with cigars. So, you know, attitudes are definitely changing. You know, so you could cheat on your spouse and still keep your job. But if you don't like the Oscars and you think they're getting too political, you could be out of a job. And if somebody asks you, okay, well, why'd you leave your last job? And, you know, if you say, I don't know, or they don't like how I felt about the Oscars, now you could be putting, again, a target on your back for the next job. So, I'm a doctor. I need patients having health insurance. I need, you know, people being able to get their medical care. And when I see how easy it is for people to lose jobs, I'm going to talk about jobs on this show because I want you guys to keep your job. And I want us to have freedom of speech. I want us to be able to be comfortable with talking about things and, you know, seeing a movie and, you know, making the jokes or singing a song. But songs these days aren't politically correct. Movies these days aren't politically correct. If you talk about Borat and do some of the same jokes he did, you're going to get fired because they were anti-Semitic. So I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People who are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus don't need to wear masks when walking, hiking, biking, running alone, or gathering in small groups outside. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
On the CDC website, we have posted examples of numerous outdoor activities that are safe to do without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. Generally, for vaccinated people, outdoor activities without a mask are safe.
There's yet another delay in real ID requirements for air travelers. The new deadline from the Department of Homeland Security is May 3rd, 2023. It was supposed to be October 1st, but has been delayed repeatedly because states were not prepared for the new rules, and now because of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. The data is starting to be released from the 2020 census.
The Census Bureau announced the first set of data from the 2020 census on Monday, showing the U.S. population now tops 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest rate of growth since the 1930s. The number is also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain two seats in the House of Representatives, one of six states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. The average population of a congressional district will also increase by more than 50,000 people to around 761,000. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a bill into law that bans abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat is detectable. The governor is saying the state now has more laws protecting lives of the unborn. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So according to CBS News, a group of progressive and moderate House Democrats are asking President Biden and Vice President Harris to lower the Medicare eligibility age and expand its benefits in the administration's upcoming spending and tax bill, the American Families Plan. Lowering the eligibility age and improving its benefit package would provide immediate and substantial relief for millions of individuals throughout the United States, as well as much-needed long-term security. That's according to the letter. It has already garnered nearly 60 signatures from House Democrats. They say now is a historic opportunity to also make an important expansion of Medicare that will guarantee health care for millions of older adults and people with disabilities struggling with the health and economic realities of the COVID-19 pandemic. So this letter builds on a similar effort led by Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse, and he, as well as, I guess, Pramila Jayapal from Washington, and two members of the more moderate party, Pennsylvania's Connor Lamb and Maine's Jared Golden. So what they want to do is they are suggesting two potential options to lower the eligibility age for Medicare, reducing it to 60 years old from current 65 years old. That could expand coverage to 23 million people. Reducing the age by 10 years to 55 would expand coverage to more than 40 million people. They say addressing inequities in health coverage and access, as communities of color and low-income individuals are disproportionately more likely to be uninsured. So the letter's authors also suggest that the administration approve Medicare benefits to cover dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Say hallelujah, please. And say that the government could pay for the expansion by negotiating with pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of prescription drugs. They cite a study by the Congressional Budget Office that estimates the Medicare program could save over $450 billion and increase revenues by $45 billion over the next decade with this approach. Sounds wonderful on paper. Could it work? Well, so here's the thing. Spend. It'll all work out. We can make the money. We can tax the rich. We can hike taxes and what, up in California, they're going to be paying 53% to 57%? We'll just tax the rich. I don't think there's going to be enough rich out there. In fact, I think Biden has a new IRS team that's going to be going after tax evaders or people able to kind of, you know, cheat the system when it comes to, you know, paying their full share of taxes by finding loopholes. So, I look, if they're worried about loopholes, then just do the flat tax. Everybody pays 8%, or Herman Cain's 9%. Just everybody pays the same percent. This way, if you're poor, you're paying a lot less. If you're rich, you're paying a lot more, but it's the same percentage. Something like that, I think, is really easy, rather than spending more and more money on all these loopholes and policing the loopholes. But we're spending a lot of money, and Medicare has a lot to be desired. The current Medicare program and benefits lack a lot. When Medicare doesn't cover dental, if it's not covering vision, I know it wasn't covering hearing aids, and you have a much older population. I had issues with Medicare going, okay, we need to beef it up. The average person with Medicare needs to look for a supplement. Well, there's a huge supplement business for Medicare. Why do people need supplements? Well, because Medicare only covers this, so you pay for this, and then you'll get the extra. Well, I thought the whole purpose is for older individuals to not have to pay extra. And there are people with multiple plans because Medicare doesn't cover it. So when I heard they're going to expand Medicare, if you're already taking a skeleton thin coverage plan and, you know, trying to spread it out even more, what else are you going to cut? Now, if they're saying they're not going to cut, they're actually going to improve by adding dental, vision, hearing, but negotiate with pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of prescription drugs. Well, haven't we been already negotiating with pharmaceutical companies? Didn't Obama already do that? How much lower are some of these prescriptions until it's at the point where it doesn't even make sense for the pharmaceutical company to do it? The only reason why these pharmaceutical companies spent the billions of dollars, all these companies making COVID vaccine, is because government said they would pay for it. We didn't see this much enthusiasm with Ebola. I mean, you know, you're getting the COVID vaccine free, and it cost the government billions. Thank God they did that for us. But it's also costing billions for them to give us checks and the infrastructure plan and other COVID stimulus and the clean energy and all the other stuff they want to do. So it's almost like they want to promise all this stuff, And then the next administration is going to have to deal with all the deficits. And as I've said many times on the show, especially with the ACA, once you promise something, you can't take it back. So once they expanded Medicaid during the recession, which was supposed to be sunsetted, it was supposed to be temporary. Never said it was sunsetted, but it was, we're going to temporarily expand it until people get their jobs back. No, year after year, more people are on Medicaid, even after people got their jobs back. So you can't then say, well, now we're going to cut Medicaid because 30 million people will lose their health insurance. So if the Biden administration keeps adding and adding and adding, it may seem great on paper, but when we can't afford it, and then there's going to be crackdowns and, you know, money taken from other things, then now, and what if you don't get to see a Medicare doctor? The big problem Medicare beneficiaries have is they don't have a lot of places they could go to take Medicare. Medicare is tricky. Medicare did some very interesting things. I don't know if they realized they did it or not. I don't think it was blatant, but they had sent EOB's explanation of benefits to the patients that we got paid. But the money never made it to our bank account. So we called them up, going, we never got the check. We didn't get checks for months. Never got them. But they told the patients that we got paid. But we did get paid. The money never made it to the bank. There was really nobody that could help us. Then we'd give out flu shots. We got 12 cents to give a flu shot. You take a loss on some of these. And we had good billers. We had billers in new Medicare. But what happened to me is pretty indicative of why so many, it explains why so many doctors gave up on Medicare. If you're barely keeping your practice open and you're barely paying your staff, right, there's only so much you could do. Then you also have a lot of people that aren't very well versed in geriatric medicine. Many people on Medicare are geriatric age. They, you know, some of them, they could have, you know, physical disabilities and apply for Social Security and be on Medicare. But you have many people that aren't comfortable with the older population. We do have geriatricians in family medicine. Many internists do. But you have a lot of younger doctors out there that they don't manage the chronic conditions very well. So if we don't have enough providers that take Medicare, then, you know, expanding it, causing our taxes to go up, might not allow, you know, there might be better ways to spend the money. Now, if they do decide to expand Medicaid, I'll be comfortable with that. I mean, I'd like people having access. But it's just, again, just like with the ACA, it doesn't mean people are going to actually get care. I'd rather see money go to opening up more clinics, hiring more staff so people can go in for $5. $10. It could be a $5 clinic. It doesn't have to be free. People could have a little skin in the game. $5 clinics. There's a lot of different ways that the government could provide health care. But, you know, we'll see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, and it's a little difficult to live in Las Vegas when people out of Las Vegas don't really trust us. And they go, yeah, you just want us to play at your casinos. You want to, you know, like that spider, that trapdoor spider we talked about yesterday? You're just trying to trick us. You're trying to tantalize us with your showgirls and your pasties and your bright, glitzy lights. And you're trying to manipulate us to come in into your town to drop some bucks. We're not going to win. You're going to make us feel like we're going to win. We're not going to win. And then we're going to leave. And no. No. People win. People win. Here you go. Somebody, KDWN, is reporting that a Megabucks player at South Point hit a machine for more than $10.4 million Monday morning. That follows a tourist from Alaska who was visiting the Las Vegas Strip who won more than $2.1 million after putting $40 into a Monopoly millionaire slot machine at the Cosmo, the Cosmopolitan Sunday night. So a Megabucks player got $10.4 million on Monday. Las Vegas Strip, $2.1 million. You see? The odds might be in your favor. Technically, mathematicians are like, no, not working. I don't see how the odds are working in our favor. I don't ever win. And in Vegas, we're like, yeah, you can win. Look at all these people winning. We talked about the psychology of casinos. When I was in school, I forgot what class I took, but it trained us in how the casinos, they use a lot of psychology. The bathrooms are kind of hidden, so you have to walk past a whole bunch of tables and a whole bunch of machines to go to the bathroom, and then there's no place to sit. So if a dude is waiting for his date to get done in the bathroom, the only place you could sit is a slot machine. And if you're going to sit in a slot machine, you might as well play. Same thing with the carpet. The carpet in the old-time hotels were very hideous. And they would wake you up. They weren't calming because they didn't want you falling asleep after being there for hours. There's no windows, so you can't tell what time of day it is. You can't have that, oh, gosh, I've been here 2-3 hours, because it looks the same in a casino, whether it's day or night. You get the free drinks. In the olden days, you could hear the cling, 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 ching, ching, ching of the money. The feel of the chips, poker chips and craps chips and roulette, they feel so good. You don't want to stop touching them. They just have this real neat feel to them. And when you get them, and then when you don't get them, you feel naked without it and you want more. So then you buy more chips. And you got the green and you got the red. And these colors all play on your psychology in terms of I'm going to take a risk or I'm going to be lucky or it's okay. I lost money, but I'm looking at the green of the table. It's okay. So there's all this psychology behind it. Well, here we are. You're like, how does this relate to the COVID vaccine? And this is something we talked about a little bit earlier today. Okay? All marketing, lotto tickets, finding your true love, all of these one in a million statistics. Okay? We have been, ever since you were born in society, making you think that that could be you. You could be that one in a million. You could do it. You could win the lottery. You could win Black 17. You could put money on Black 17. You could win. You could play the basket because it could hit a zero or double zero. It can happen to you, and it will happen to you. Look at that person right there. Look at that little old lady with money falling out of her purse. It happened to her. Look at that beautiful woman with that ugly guy. See? It could happen to you. So all this time, we are training everybody, saying it could happen to you. It could happen to you. COVID. COVID is a deadly disease. Very few people, in terms of the millions and millions of cases, end up dying. But again, it could happen to you. You could get bad COVID. So all this time, we are telling everybody it could happen to you, it could happen to you, it could happen to you. Now the vaccines come out. We start to hear that there's some fainting. Fainting happens. I fainted. Not a big deal. Not with the shot, but happens. We hear there could be anaphylaxis. We could hear blood clots. Very small incidences of them. So, you're already ingrained with the thinking, it could happen to me. Instead, we say, no, that won't happen to you. It's too rare. It won't happen to you. Like, wait a second, you're telling me I could win the lottery. You're telling me I could win on that Keno groupies. I could win bingo. You're telling me I could win megabucks. You're telling me I could get exposed to COVID, or my kids could be exposed to COVID, and have that very, very low chance of being in the hospital. Yet you want me to not think that I could be the one when it comes to a vaccine side effect. Now, I'm pro-vaccines. I look at the numbers. There's more of a risk of getting COVID. That's why I got the vaccine. But, you know, we need to kind of understand why people are thinking the way they're thinking, because there is going to be a very growing sort of trend, a very anti-people who are holding off getting the vaccine. And when they say, I had a patient that said, look, I'm the one where something bad is going to happen to. I can't entirely blame them for that thinking, because we've made them all think that way. People want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. That's going to happen to me. I'm going to come up with a new platform, and I'm going to be the next Facebook owner. I'm going to be the next techie. I'm going to be the next Michael Phelps. We have been inspiring in kids that you could do it. This could be you. This could be the one. I had a lot of odds against me to become a doctor, and I was able to do it. And as a kid, I was told, don't let that one in a million chance or whatever, you will make it. Okay? You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be super smart. You don't have to be pretty. My parents told me everything. Right? You can do it. You can do it. So what we might have to do is, as we're looking at what's happening with the COVID vaccine, or possibly authorization of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which we're now shipping to other countries because other countries need it if we're not using it, is maybe when we talk about these one in a million slip shot chances, you know, we might have to maybe preface it by going, look, guys, we were kind of trying to blow smoke up your tush to get you guys to play the lottery, to play this. We didn't really mean it. We really never meant that that one in a million was going to be you. We still want you to get the lottery tickets. We still want you to hopefully win $10.4 million in Las Vegas. But realize that just because some people are doing it doesn't necessarily mean you'll have a reaction to the vaccine. But you guys see why that thinking is there? It's on us. It's all our fault. And we keep mixed messaging. I love the fact that we have two multi-million dollar winners in Las Vegas, because people are going to come to Vegas and they're going to try and play. I don't want them to spend their life savings, but I think it's really, really cool that, you know, people are making money. Let them make money. I don't want people to think that Vegas just eats up your money. Let people think that they can make money and get rich. That's a dream come true. How often do dreams come true? Rarely. My dreams don't come true. Dreams never come true. Dreams never come true. All right. Then hopefully, you know, you're not that one in a million where bad things happen to. But we're being trained that one in a million can happen to any of us. So what I would suggest is, if that's the psychology of what a lot of people have when it comes to vaccine enthusiasm, is say, look, all right, we know one in a million happens to one in a million. We'll leave it up to you to decide. But looking at the numbers, we think it's even less than that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then
continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.